East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
And today we're joined by Sheila Nocton from Blessington. It's day 73 of Sheila's Beating Lockdown blog on Instagram. So what's in store? Morning, Sheila.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. People will know with your chats here on the programme about how you've done beating eating disorders and how well you're doing. And you've decided to, of course, do this blog. And day 73 is some achievement, some tenacity on your part to keep going.
Yeah, I had never intended, I don't think, to do to keep going with it. I had intended to do about a month. And then, you know, I just still had lots of ideas and lots of tips in my head. So I was like, well, I'm not going to stop until I get them all out there. And if people use just one of the, you know, 70, whatever, isn't that better than having nothing at all? So I'll keep going as long as I've got ideas. And it's good as well for me to even remind myself of these little tips and tricks I have to you know, keep my mental health in check as well.
So give us an example. I mean, what's today?
So today's one is, I just put it up, it's about challenging like a list of chores that you or a routine that you have set out for yourself. So I know I'm always telling people to organise your day, but when it becomes a point where you've organised so much to do and you've got this huge list, and if somebody says to you, here, do you want to actually come for a walk with me? And you think, I can't, because then I'll fail at my list or I'll fail at my chores, and then you'll feel awful about yourself and unproductive. It's time to, and people often don't want to hear that, like, challenging like your mental health or issues or any sort of routines like that. They want to know it's easy, but it's not. So actually saying, do you know what, I'm going to close the list and I'm going to go out and do this other thing that I probably would prefer to do, and the world won't end if I don't Hoover today. And to just accept that you know, it is going to be okay to not do absolutely every chore that you have set yourself for a day. But I know I find it very hard not to, you know, complete these lists that I create for myself. So I suppose it's to remind yourself that while organisation and routine is so important, it's also important to be able to deviate from that. Something that I do struggle with, but I challenge myself to try and change it.
But could you be looking for an excuse to take you away from what you've determined to do?
Yeah, and that's actually something as well that I have, I wrote about previously as well. I don't even know what day it was, but so there is times where I know that I'm doing things to distract myself from, say, staying on track with my recovery. So it's to be able to try and identify what the difference is and what the line is. So if I have put out a list of things where I'm like, right, Sheila, by the end of the day, you have to have read a book, you have to have written your journal, you have to have hoovered and swept and done all these things, and someone says, would you like to come out for a walk? And I'm thinking, well, that will actually be sociable and I might enjoy it and I might feel happier going to bed having done that. Then maybe that's what I should do. But if it's someone saying, Sheila, do you want to come out for a walk? And I think, this is a great excuse now for me not to have one of my meals that's in my meal plan. I know that that thought is not a positive thought, and that's not something that I should be distracting from. So I suppose it's to put in context, what are you avoiding? Like, will the world end if you don't Hoover today? No. But will I maybe be set back in my eating disorder recovery if I don't eat that meal? Probably yes. So it's asking these questions, and you know, it's hard, but you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, 73. I mean, how has that helped you? You're writing them, right? 73 days. You're writing them. They're coming out of your head. You know, do you know what benefit they are to people who've been reading them each time? Have you got feedback on that? You know, have you found kindred souls who are just like you and getting what it is that's coming out of your head?
Yeah, do you know, that's what's amazing, is that I don't do this because I want, you know, loads of people to be liking it or sharing it or whatever, but I do it because I just hope that there's at least one person out there, because, look, we all know that it's very, very hard and expensive to access, say, therapy and different things like that, and while I'm not qualified in that, I do know what has worked for me, so I just feel like if one person can take one of those things and maybe give it a go and find, oh, this actually does work for me, isn't that better than nothing? And so many people that I have maybe never interacted with online have maybe sent me one little message saying, oh, you know, this really helped me today. So what I find the most helpful is I put up a thing about budgeting the other day. That got a huge response. So a lot of people obviously very stressed about money at the moment. And so when I put up how I budget and the ways that I do my shopping in order to kind of, I suppose, be able to get as much bang for my buck, that was really useful, I think, for people. And I've also had a lot of people who maybe be, you know, have told me that they are suffer with depression or just even just feeling very down because of COVID, that I would put up how I structure a morning routine and how you have to be very disciplined with a morning routine in order for it to become a habit. And stuff like that gets a good response too from people who find the mornings really hard, especially at the moment. And then there's other little fun things. So I do this thing called speed writing where I'm like, right, set a timer, take a topic, and just write for 2 minutes. It doesn't matter what comes out, just see what happens. And I'm hoping that that would maybe spark someone to be like, do you know what? I actually can write and I can journal. So it always depends on what the person is into. But my, I suppose, encouragement is give them a go. If you don't like it, you never ever have to do it again. But if you do it and you're like, I never thought I would have liked that, but it really works for me. Isn't that brilliant? Like,
fantastic. And you're keeping well?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I have to say, I was getting a bit fatigued with everything there, as I'm sure so many people were. And, you know, I kind of, I always describe it as like, you go through phases of recovery where you're just coasting. Like, I'm not improving, but I'm not getting worse. So I just am trying to stay there, I suppose, until things can open up a little bit more. But it is nice now to be able to meet people outside and kind of get out of your head in those moments when you're feeling a bit like that, you know?
Absolutely. So it's Sheila's Beating Lockdown blog on Instagram.
That's it, yeah, Beating Lockdown. Sheila Beats Janine, if anybody does want to come out and have a look. And I have a few different videos and different things up there as well. And write to me and tell me what you like and what you want to see, because I'll do what people would like to see. No problem.
Okay, Sheila Beats Janine. Okay, good to talk to you as always, Sheila. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. That's Sheila Nocton there from Blessington.